more disheartening than to iron a whole starched white shirt and black the collar because of the soot on the smoothing iron.
That would be, I suppose,
my mother, one of my mother's smoothing irons, and one of Lee's aunts now, I use for bookends. I use them for my bookends. But I have ironed with both of them.
And
you heated them in the summertime to stay cool. We innovated. We didn't stay inside. We were blessed with a huge nut tree in the yard, a hickory tree. And we would move our fire outside and heat the irons and iron outside where it was cool.
That would have been a real job, I must say.
It would. And for cooking, just like in all areas, when the cook stove was the means of preparing food in the summer, you cooked everything early in the morning. And you only had the hot meal at noon, so the house would be cool for sleeping in the evening, and you ate a cold supper.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't eat dinner then in the evening.
Mm-hmm. The boards on the outside,
clapboard,
would they go up and down or
horizontal? No, vertical.
Horizontal.
I meant horizontal, not vertical. Vertical siding is called Shanghai.
That's Shanghai. Did you ever hear of a box house?
Yes.
Now, would you explain that?
Just square. Usually one room has a peaked roof, and you can use the attic as a room. And it's usually just two rooms down and the attic. It's just a little square house.
And does it matter whether the boards go up and down or horizontal?
No.
In the box house?
Called box both ways.
I see. Uh-huh. And
but usually they were Shanghai, horizontal.
Mm-hmm. And how about, how did you keep, what was on the roof, or what was the roof made of?
Well, in the early days, shingles.
Mm-hmm. And always wood.
Wooden shingles.
Mm-hmm. And if you have two, well, in the L, where the L formed into the house, and the roof would come down like this. What would you call that part of the roof? Do you happen to remember if you had a name for that?
No, I don't remember.
Would valley be a...
Well, yes, a valley. You'd call it a valley.
And how did you catch the rain and save it?
Yes, in a rain barrel under that valley.
I see.
That was for your hair and all your fine washables.
I see. Did you have... anything around the house, the roof, to catch rain?
Some did, uh-huh.
What were they called?
Troughs.
Water troughs. Water troughs, uh-huh.
And you only caught the water in the months that have R in them. Then you do not have bacteria in the water.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. It works.
Which would be
any month with an R, so you wouldn't catch it in May, June, July, or August.
Wasn't that interesting?
And of course, the bacteria we call wiggle-tailed, so you didn't have wiggle-tails in the water.
I see. I'll bet that was for mosquitoes
mm-hmm,
as
water.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Anything like that.
In other words...
But it would be pure, and you didn't put it in the cisterns, except in those months either.
Those months.
Because that's what a cistern is. It's just a water
mm-hmm.